I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody who has covered FAU throughout the years and certainly knows a lot about it, Kevin Fielder, is kind enough to join us this evening, kind of talk a little bit about this summer. Kevin, thanks so much for taking this time on this Monday night.
Absolutely, Larry. Anytime. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. No complaints. It was a very productive summer. As I said, I ended up going to FAU three different times because I was really impressed with the fact that just the way the events were run, the fact that they weren't overcrowded, they kept them to 100 per session, even though they had the three sessions in one day, and getting the 300 kids they normally would have gotten, at least they got a chance to eyeball the kids, and the kids got a better experience, and they got a chance to walk through the new facility and see the everything that has gone on. And they definitely get an A for what they did during those 26 days.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think what they did well was limiting it to a certain amount of people per session, because then that allows them to get a closer look on, you know, 100 guys per session, as opposed to having one large session of 300 people where, right. You know, in that case, guys are going to get lost in the shuffle. Guys are going to impress, but you won't know who they are because you're trying to keep track with 300 different names across multiple positions. So I think by just keeping it limited, it allowed them to get a closer look on guys they might have been interested in.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, when you talk about, some of the events, like I went to the USF, they had one of their camp days, they had 845 kids, because I was there for the 7-on-7 on a Wednesday, and then I was talking with Coach Jeff Scott, and all of a sudden he says to me, he goes, I gotta tell you something. He says, we had 575 pre-register for Saturday's event. He said, we're gonna get over 800 kids, and he did. And to me, that's really neat, but way too much, because I was going home on Sunday and Monday. I was reading when I was on the internet, and he's go, oh, I had a great time at the USF event. And I'm thinking, I didn't even see these guys. But yet FAU and, you know, getting a chance. I mean, I think it was more of a thrill for the parents, to see, you know, a Stoops, somebody who they saw, or a Hines Ward, who they used to watch, you know, play with the Steelers and all. But the kids really enjoyed it. And I remember telling, I think one of the first sessions I went to, one of the players, I said, listen, if Hines Ward comes over and wants to give you some instruction, I said, you listen with everything you've ever had, because you're never going to get that. I mean, and what an asset, you know, to have him. And I know he and Dave Kelly were friendly from when Dave was up at Georgia Tech, and certainly Willie Taggart, and having a Stoops on the staff, and having, you know, Coach Samuel and Kevin Patrick. It's a really good staff. You know, I mean, I tell you, you know, and it's a staff that understand the culture that is South Florida.
Yeah, you know, it isn't often when you can have one of the best slot, you know, small wide receivers in NFL history in Hines Ward as an analyst, especially at a school like FAU. And that's just going to add more to the recruiting, because, you know, the reality is people gravitate towards names. They gravitate towards the Willie Taggarts and the Stoops and the Michael Johnsons and the Hines Wards, because they're names that they're familiar with. They're names that they've been used to hearing on Saturdays and Sundays, whether, you know, for Hines Ward it was actually playing, or for, you know, Willie Taggart, Stoops, and Johnson was coaching. You know these guys. And so when you grow up with these kind of players or these kind of coaches and these kind of athletes, you want to learn from them. And right. you know, that's just only going to help FAU in the future. You know, knowing that you have Hines Ward sitting there as an asset, as a completely a thing that, you know, most schools don't get to say they have. Most schools don't get to say they have, you know, a star NFL wide receiver, a Super Bowl champion just sitting there waiting to be used.
And a future Hall of Famer. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a, I mean, and here's a guy who will, he will go, you know, this is the thing that boggles your mind. He'll go around and he'll introduce himself and then he'll come back around and then, you know, if he meets a kid and the kid's name is Steve, he'll go, Hey Steve, you should have caught that ball. I mean, come on. Who does that? I mean, to me, that's the best type of thing that you could have. I mean, from a PR standpoint, as we're speaking with Kevin Fielder, somebody who has watched FAU, and you've got to be proud now of this new facility, because that's the first thing when I walked in and I saw Frank Fort, who I hadn't seen in a long time, and he was in the lobby area, and I was blown away because I knew they were working on something, but wow. Talk about that. It's got the wow factor now. I mean, they've got something when the kids walk on campus, you got a really nice stadium, but right adjacent to it, you got a first-class facility.
Yeah, you know, I think it is the perfect facility for FAU. You mentioned that it's so close to the stadium. It's right across the street. You don't even have to walk. You don't even have to cross the road to get to the Schmidt Complex, which is the name of the new facility, and it's beautiful. I mean, it checks all the boxes of what you look for in a Power 5 facility. And we're talking about a Group 5 program. I mean, they've got the training room. They've got the weight room. They've got the meeting rooms. They've got the offices. They've got the football lounge. All these things that you look for from Power 5 programs, you've got at FAU. And you add that with all the other things that FAU has going for them, the history of winning conference USA championships, the good record in bowl games, the coaches, the weather. I mean, you can't get any better than Boca Raton weather, and that's just a fact. There is so much going for them right now that, you know, their recruitment should be on a complete rise, especially when you add in the added playoff, the playoff expansion, where, you know, now they'll get a chance to actually compete for the playoffs, and they're not going to be left out of that conversation if they do really well. There's just going to be – there's so much going for Miami right – or for FAU right now.
Right. I mean, and you take a look too, you know, at a lot of the kids who showed up. I mean, they got top flight quarterbacks. They've got some real, I mean, they had some really good guys, you see. And that to me, even under Coach Kiffin, they had some of the kids who were Power 5 type kids, but I don't think they had as many. Because I think when you have star power and you had so many things to do this summer, and let's say, you know, because FAU made it, you know, available for three sessions, four different times, everybody came. I mean, so even the Power 5 kids came with their teammates and they worked out and they had a good time. And, you know, I mean, I think it was a win-win. I mean, you know, and I know that you were excited about it as well. And I just wanted to bend your ear a little bit, see what your thoughts were, because I know that, you know, last year was kind of a crazy year, and this program needed a shot in the arm, and they certainly got one.
Yeah, I mean, they are going to be well set in recruiting, because as you mentioned, it wasn't just, you know, guys who FAU have a realistic shot at. There were Power 5 guys there, and that just raises the level of competition for everyone, you know.
Right.
If there is a you know, a two-star guy or an under-the-radar guy who's impressing against Power 5 talent, then that's a guy that FAU can actually go after and get. And, you know, if one of those Power 5 guys are interested, then that just adds so much more to what FAU can offer. And, you know, just I think for an FAU fan, there's no better time than right now. Because, you know, you just talk about everything going your way. This summer, I think, has been an absolute home run for FAU.
I agree. Kevin, if people want to follow you, check out what you do, let them know how to do it.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at the Kevin Fielder. You know, excited for this FAU season, excited to finally see a normal year for FAU and Coach Willie Taggart, not a year plagued by a pandemic.
Well, we are crossing our fingers and we're moving forward. Kevin, thanks so much, brother, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Larry. Anytime. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Anytime. Kevin Fielder knows his FAU sports. I'll tell you that. And he does it extremely well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.